Vickie, V-I-C-K-I-E, Pelt, P-E-L-T, 11-5-55. Today is 8-23-22. Date of injury, 6-2-22. Our patient is a 66-year-old woman, married, whom on 6-2-22 was driving on Highway 61. She states that her daughter was driving. She was the passenger, period. New paragraph. A man was burning a field right next to the road. All of a sudden, the road became so dark that it felt like someone put a blanket over the car. Her daughter could no longer see. She pulled over in a hurry. While she did that, there was a car that had already pulled over, and they hit that car on my patient's side, the passenger side. The airbag the airbag did not deploy. But patient had seatbelts on, and the next day she had a very large hematoma over her left leg, lower extremity, and left breast, period. New paragraph. When paramedics arrived, her vital signs were normal. She did not go to the emergency room because she was able to walk around, period. New paragraph. Later on, she saw ALTUS, A-L-2-S, T-S, A-L-T-S, urgent care in her hometown, where she was diagnosed with a hematoma left breast, period. New paragraph. Patient also had bouts of headache and some dizziness. They thought she might have a concussion. They recommended an MRI, but she didn't have the MRI done because of everything that was going on at the time, period. New paragraph. She has a loop monitor in place. She's under cardiologist care regarding atrial fibrillation. Patient's medical problems: hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, medications, Xarelto, flaconide, 2 tablets a day, 3 different vitamins, and rosuvatapin, rovastatin. Immunization for COVID, up to date, allergy, codeine, penicillin, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, has been married to her husband for years. Her husband is 15 years older, has had a lot of health issues. They were coming back from Methodist Hospital, where her husband had a colonoscopy at the time, and they have 2 stepchildren, family history, coronary artery disease, and MI. Review of system, left breast pain improving, but there is still a lump present. Left leg pain improving, but there's still a left lump present. Also, leg gets red at the end of the day. No chest pain, shortness of breath, hematemesis, hematitis, visual convulsion. Period. Blood pressure, no. 260 pounds, 96%, 98.1, 16, 69, 146 over 58. Heart positive, soleus obstructed, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, lower extremity shows trace edema, there's redness over the left leg. There's also a rather large hematoma, about 3 centimeters in diameter, over the left breast. There's also dissipation of the hematoma with discolored skin, consistent with ecchymosis. Assessment number 1, left breast hematoma. Number 2, ultrasound of the left breast reveals a 2.6 by 1.6 centimeter hematoma resolving. Number 3, moist heat recommended. Number 4, avoid anti-inflammatory in face of a blood thinner and atrial fibrillation. Number 5, I explained to the patient how to use moist heat. Next number, she's also missed her appointment for a mammogram because the tenderness of the breast, but in the next 4 to 6 weeks, she should be able to get a mammogram done, which I recommend highly per her primary care doctor. Next number, there's really no other test to look at the hematoma. The hematoma is not to be disturbed or drained at this time since everything has solidified. Next number. Moist heat should help this hematoma dissipate faster. Next number, as far as the left leg is concerned, we x-rayed her left leg. There's no fracture. We also looked at the vein in the left leg. There's no sign of hematoma. There's no sign of DVT or mild PVD noted, not related to the MVA. As far as the leg is concerned, elevation, maybe a support hose, anti-inflammatory, but in her case, not warranted because of the blood thinner she's on. Next number, recheck everything in the next month. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length. Thank you.